So I was just finishing the thought that in fact, not only did Chief Justice Richardson assist in the creation of the law school at the University of Hawaii, but it is now known as the William Richardson School of Law of the University of Hawaii. So the involvement of judges in legal education is historic, it's traditional, it's very proper, it is laudatory, it is not something that is bad for a judge to do.
Cooley and Campbell were leading professors at the infant U of M school.
Certainly. I am fond of saying that Cooley was the first dean of the University of Michigan Law School. I don't know if that's literally true, but I think he was the first professor of the law department. So, and Kelman ought to have known better than that, but yet he made the claim. And
was he carrying water for somebody other than himself?
Well, I don't know. But I'll say this, that there were a lot of other people happy to get in on the water carrying. Because the next thing that happened was, well, among other things, Stanley Beatty told me that he was one time attending a meeting of the Harvard Alumni Club in Detroit, at the Detroit Athletic Club, and he was there accosted by Wade McCree, who later became Solicitor General of the United States and a judge of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals and all that, who immediately confronted him, accosted him, and wanted to know, Stanley, how come you are approving Brennan's storefront diploma mill up in Lansing? And so Stanley, of course, defended what he had done. The next thing that happened was that Stanley Beatty claims that, I don't know how well you knew Stanley, he had a wonderful phony Harvard accent that he used to put on. He was just a East Side Detroit kid that grew up, but he went to Harvard and he learned how to talk fancy. But he would say things like, I was summoned to Armageddon. I was summoned to Armageddon, and that was the time he was asked to come to Brighton, Michigan, to lunch at the Canopy Restaurant with then Chief Justice Thomas M. Kavanaugh, then Dean of the University of Michigan Law School, the labor guy, St. Antoine, Ted St. Antoine, and then Dean of Wayne State University, Don Gordon, Wayne State University Law School. And Don Gordon. And for some reason or other, John Swainson, who was then a justice of the Michigan Supreme Court. So that group of six people was gathering and had invited Stanley Beatty to meet with him to explain why he did what he did. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is that from the very first moment that I even thought of starting the law school, I think my first letter to the Board of Law Examiners, I had shared with my colleagues on the Michigan Supreme Court. I shared with them every step of the way, everything we did in terms of applying the development of the prospectus, the application for the charter, everything we're doing. And as a matter of fact, it was very common when I would come into the conference room for a meeting of the justices of the court, for one or more of the justices to say to me, well, hi, Tom, how's the law school coming? You know, and I would give them the latest blow-by-blow as to what was happening. I think, in fact, that some of them thought it was kind of amusing, that it was pretty hopeless and foolish and silly idea that I had, but I'm sure behind my back there was a certain amount of tongue-clucking over this goofy idea of Brennan's that he was going to create a law school out of thin air. But nonetheless, there were no secrets. And to his everlasting credit, Tom Cavanaugh, when this Armageddon meeting occurred, was not persuaded that he needed to do anything or should do anything. And he said that what Brennan does on his own time is his own business, and he's not doing anything wrong, and we're not going to take any position on it at all.
Was the apparent hope that he would become a lever to get your enterprise off the track, or
to get me to drop the thing,
uh-oh,
to get me out of it,
I see,
to get me to leave the law school alone,
mm-hmm,
you know,
okay,
and just drop it, and either stop doing it or at least turn it over to other people and get out of it. That was the gist of it. Ted St. Antoine, the dean of the University of Michigan Law School, had written me a long letter, 2-page letter, in which he told me he opposed the starting of the Cooley Law School. He would always oppose it. There was a need for a paralegal institute if I wanted to train legal secretaries or legal research clerks or something like that, but not a real law school. And I replied to him. I said, you know, you're a nice guy, Ted, and I'm going to save your letter because someday you'll want to eat your words, and I'll serve it up with a petit foie gras at a bar association meeting or something. I forget what I said. It was some wise remark like that. But so the attempt was made there to get the court to take a position to get me to drop the enterprise. I later recalled a luncheon at the Lansing City Club with Chuck Levin and Tom Cavanaugh, Thomas G. Cavanaugh, at which Levin